Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
You asked and the professors answered. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We welcomed University of Northwestern doctors Mark Muska and Ardell Kennedy to the studio for one of our favorite special broadcasts, Ask the Professor. The good doctors took on a challenging question about war, peace, and our faith.
Judy sent in a note after last month's show. She said, I'm wondering about, and it sort of fits, I think, I'm wondering about Christ coming to earth and wanting peace on earth. Can you explain where it says in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, and then contrast that with a verse in Matthew 10:34, where he says he came not for peace, but a sword. And even at the time of Christ's birth, you know, the angel announcement, peace on earth. So explain about when Christ wants peace on earth, and, you know, how do we sort of square that with the peace and the sword?
You know, before we talk about this question in detail, Neil, this is really a great illustration of the need to do theology and to think theologically, because one of the main tasks of theology is to study all of the scripture that deals with a particular topic, in this case, something like peace or warfare, and to bring all those passages together and not run too far with one verse or two verses where there may be others that counterbalance it. And this is a great illustration here with Jesus' words. We have to look at the context of both statements in John 14 there and Matthew 10, and then attempt to bring together a coherent teaching. That's what theology is all about. And so this is a task that Judy has as she reads her Bible, is not to run too far with just one teaching, but to bring in the other as she recognizes here. I'm over in the Matthew 10 passage, and Jesus here in the context, he's talking about how divisive his message is going to be, that he is the Prince of Peace. That's one of his titles from Isaiah 9, but he does divide families. In the very next verse, I'll read it here in Matthew 10:34. Jesus says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father and a daughter against his mother and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be members of his own household." And we see this testified to today all over the place, that because of the gospel and the Lord Jesus, it separates family, and it does, in fact, cause conflict. So, yes, this is not going to be some harmonious, peaceful thing. There are people who will come to faith in Christ and become followers of Jesus, but there will be others who do not and reject it and, in fact, are antagonistic. So there will be a sword. There will be conflict because of the message of Christ.